The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, but I got to tell you, I'm in kind of a soggy state of mind. You know, I've been thinking about the incredible amounts of rain much of the country has been getting this spring and summer, and my heart really goes out to people in areas flooded out by those rising rivers. It's really awful.
Yeah, it's been an awful year, absolutely.
It really has been. And, you know, even for those folks that haven't, you know, had to deal with that terrible kind of flooding, a lot of folks whose yards, you know, are dealing with yards that have just been absolutely saturated by all the rain, which creates all kinds of pressure on people's foundation. You know, in fact, some folks may even be seeing seepage into their basement this time of year. Perhaps they're just needing to wear waders to mow their grass because the lawn gets so soggy. You know, one of the best solutions to this water saturation problem is the fancy-sounding but very humble French drain.
So I'm always wondering where this name came from. Were they invented in France?
No, but they're named after a man whose name is French, Henry French, in fact, from Concord, Mass. And he was an agriculture guy who invented them back in the late 1800s.
So the French drain is actually an American drain. Okay.
What is it?
What does it do?
Well, you know, water always flows downhill, right? And because that's the easiest route possible. So a French drain basically capitalizes on that. It's a slightly sloped trench filled with gravel and perforated pipe that relies on gravity to divert underground water away from your house. The key is establishing the exit point of the drain first, someplace dry and away from the house, like perhaps a grassy slope that's exposed to the sun for most of the day, because grasses help absorb moisture and the sun aids evaporation, or a spot closest to your problem area so you can keep the system as short as possible. That'll save you some costs as long as it's away from the house. You want it to go slope away from the house. Or you can put your French drain all the way out to the street so it can be carried away by your municipal storm system, but check with your local building department before you do that. Much as you might like to, don't direct it to your neighbor's yard. And the other places you don't want to send your French drain are onto a driveway because the water runoff could freeze in winter, or somewhere that's going to cause erosion on your property.
Okay, what about the front end of the drain?
So that's the high end, where excess groundwater enters the drain pipes. The drain needs to track downward from the entry point at a slope of no less than 1%. Now, depending on your problem, you might need a shallow drain that's just below ground, or you might need one that rests by the footing of your house. That's called a footing drain, obviously. We have more detail about planning and designing tips on HouseLogic.com, but what I explained is the basic premise.
All right. Is this a project you can take on yourself?
Well, you can if you don't mind digging. That's the part that gives people pause. One of the HouseLogic editors who suffers from seasonal flooding that turns his yard into a real marsh, he recently dug a shallow drain himself. Well, actually, it was with a buddy and his son, and he blogged about it on the new HouseLogic blog. You can check out his tips there. He saved himself about $1,000 by doing it, but it was pretty labor-intensive. Now, you could rent trenching tools, which will make the digging, you know, less tough, but then you have to have these big tools brought to your property in some way. So it might be worth having a contractor come out and wrap it up in a couple of days, and you can just sit back and sip a cool drink and watch the pro work.
Yeah, it's a lot of dirt to dig.
Yeah, it's actually several tons. 50 feet of digging a shallow drain is about 4 tons of dirt, and then you have to shovel the gravel on top of that.
Okay, so let's say I want to take your advice and sip that drink. What's a pro going to charge me for this?
A professional contractor will complete about a 50-foot project like John's for about $25 per linear foot, so about $1,250.
And how do you find a pro for a French drain?
Well, you go online and you search such terms as waterproofing contractor, basement contractor, drainage contractor, or landscape contractor.
Anything else we should know here?
Well, if you can't do an exterior drain, you can create an interior French drain in your basement to intercept water. We talked about basement seepage before. If you've got water seeping into your basement, you can put a French drain in there. That doesn't stop the water from coming in, but it does take care of it once it's inside. But that is absolutely a pro job because you're cutting into the basement floor and you probably need to add a sump pump. So you definitely want to hire a pro for that. But you can read more about interior drains. Just search French drains at our site, and there's lots of information about it, houselogic.com.
Okay. Pamela Gertz-Cabati from houselogic.com. Thank you. Great information as usual.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.